Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 10th edition. We have got a solid 9-gamer on tap for y'all tonight. Gonna be a fun one. It was a good Tuesday night. The Brew Crew got it going late, and a lot of other things we were spot on about. Another fun day of sketchy pitching and lots of home runs. Again, 9-gamer today, 4-game early slate. Beware if you are playing the early slate. Wind blowing out in Detroit at 10 miles an hour to right field. Blowing in from left field in Chicago. Rain about 25% chances there. In Colorado, wind blowing in at 13 miles an hour. Chances of rain and snow. Weather looks horrific there. I'd be surprised if they play that game. And then San Diego, San Francisco blowing out the right field at 11 miles an hour. Let's get into the totals on this 9-game main slate. You got the A's and the Orioles. And A's popped off again. We got another 9.5 total in this one. You got Nationals, Phillies, total of 9. Twins, Mets, 7.5. Yankees, Astros, 8. Dodgers, Cardinals, 8. We're waiting on Pirates, Cubs, because it's typical Wrigley. Got to wait for the weather. Right now, it's looking pretty good for the bats. Or pitchers, I mean. Pretty good for the pitchers. Mariners, Royals, waiting on that one as there's some pitching changes being made there. Rangers at D-backs, totals 8.5. Brew Crew, Angels, 8.5. So another chunk of 8.5s or more, at least. You know, we've getting a bunch of 9s lately. We only got a couple 9s, maybe some more. Based on that Seattle-Kansas City one should get close to 9, if not 8.5, I'd imagine. Weather-wise, Minnesota and the Mets blown in from left field about 11 miles an hour. Dodgers, Cardinals blown out to left field about 15 miles an hour. Pittsburgh, Cubs at Wrigley blown in from right center field at 17 miles an hour. So nice pitching environment there. About 15% chances of rain, but I'd imagine they work around that. And then Seattle-Kansas City blown out to left field about 16 miles an hour. Another day to get all of your Mariners bats. Maybe sprinkle in some Royals. So we'll see how that all plays out. Let's check out the pitching on this lovely 9-game slate. We've had aces from time to time. We have one tonight. We have Noah Syndergaard, $10,400, going up against the Minnesota Twins. Yes, those Minnesota Twins that ruined Jacob DeGrom's 26-quality start streak. Over. Kaput. Bye-bye. And they decided to just put in and crush the Mets bullpen. That was home run derby for the Twins yesterday in Citi Field. DeGrom looks to slow that down. He's played the Nats twice this year. Hasn't gotten over 19.7 points in any starts. He's only 10-4, though, for an elite arm of Syndergaard's status. A Minnesota team strikes out 21% of the time. Syndergaard a minus 220 home favorite in this matchup. His 25% strikeout rate, almost 50% ground ball rate. Rate out very, very nicely here. Twins have the lowest team total at 2.78. Lefties 275, righties 257. So on a slate with some ugly pitching, as you'd expect, if you want to pay up for Noah Syndergaard, zero problems with that because he's by far and away the top-priced option on tonight's slate. Dropping down to $9,400, I got Robbie Ray at home against the Texas Rangers. Robbie Ray at San Diego, not so good at the Dodgers, outstanding 18.5 points. It's a typical Robbie Ray show. He's had 5 walks in each start. He just can't stop himself from walking guys. He hasn't given up more than 3 earned in a start, but he's only gone 5 1/3 at the most in his last outing. So it's a very sketchy roller coaster ride when it comes to Robbie Ray. He's always a control issue guy, but he's got strikeout upside in his matchup at all times. He faces a Texas team that strikes out over 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So it's something you really want to exploit. Again, Robbie Ray, 31% carry, but a 14% walk rate. It is what gets you the most there. He does give up some hard contact, a 44% hard contact rate, less than ideal. But at $9,400 in a GPP, and you know, even on this slate, I wouldn't hate it for cash. If you don't want to go up to Syndergaard, you can start with some Robbie Ray and against Texas, who has a team total of just below 4. Lefties 226, righties 332, so they can get to you there. But is not the scariest of Texas lineups. They do have a lot of pop in that lineup, but most of their pop comes from the left side of the plate. So if Robbie Ray's not walking guys, and that's a big, big if with Robbie Ray, and that's why usually he's more of a GPP than a cash game play, $9,400 in that matchup. We saw what Greinke did yesterday. I was all aboard Greinke. He started out horribly. He gave up 4 runs, 3 earned, I believe, in the first 2 innings. But he made it through 6, I believe, or 6 1/3 or something, 6 2/3. He struck out 7 or 8. By the end of it, he still had 22 DraftKings points. Didn't even pick up the win. 22 DraftKings points. I'll take that all day long. In this era of pitching that we've seen to start the season out, Robbie Ray has that upside, if not more, as well. So he's 500 more than Greinke was last night. I'll go to the Robbie Ray well, but just realized a lot of risk involved in that one. If you drop down, you want to stay in the risky column. You got Jack Flaherty at $9,000 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers, a Dodgers team that had guys on base every inning, it felt like, and they just couldn't capitalize against Dakota Hudson and the rest of the Cardinals bullpen. Now you got Jack Flaherty coming off a 5 shutout inning, 6K performance against the San Diego Padres for 18.5 points. His previous start, he got beat up at Milwaukee. And then the problem when you're looking at Jack Flaherty is you always worry about that left-handed bat in the opposing team's lineup. A Dodgers team with a team total just below 4. Lefties hit him at 282, righties 280. Yes, that doesn't sound bad, but lefties can hit him with a lot of power. And the Dodgers have a lot of that. So Flaherty's definitely in play. Dodgers team does not strike out a lot, though. Not a big strikeout team. Flaherty does have a 29% K rate, a 42% ground ball rate. So I'd say GPP there with Flaherty at 9K if you want to be a little different up top. So I got Ray 1, Flaherty 2 in the 9K range. If you don't want to go up to Syndergaard, I'd start my lineups out with Robbie Ray. Okay, dropping down to the 8K range, you got Brandon Woodruff of the Milwaukee Brewers, like we saw yesterday with Peralta. I didn't want him. He got blown up in the first. He managed to get some of it back with some strikeouts. As he made it, you know, 4 or 5 innings, whatever it was. But it was not ideal. Woodruff, I think, is a little better. Still got 4 runs in four innings his last time out against Chicago. Got you 11.6 points against St. Louis. 5 innings, 2 earned. 5Ks. He's got 5 and 8Ks in 2 starts, which I like the K upside there. He had 17 points against the Cardinals facing a Anaheim Angels team that does have some thump, but they might be without Mike Trout, and you can't expect Tommy frickin' La Stella to hit 2 home runs in a game. So let's just kind of temper expectations on said lineup. As lefties hit 323, righties 295 off Woodruff, a team total around 4 for the Halos. You know, they are a team with a 267 WOBA and a 135 ISO. Not good first right-handed pitching. So Brandon Woodruff does come out as a very solid look in this matchup. Again, an Angels team that's not striking out a ton. A 17% K rate, but I think there'll be more strikeouts in there without a Trout and someone else filling in the gap there. Woodruff has over a 27% K rate and almost a 51% ground ball rate. At $8,300, Woodruff makes for a very, very intriguing play on tonight's slate. After him, I think a popular play tonight, and rightfully so, is Frankie Montas at $8,100. He's at the Baltimore Orioles, a bad, bad Orioles team. Montas, he gave up 2 earned in 5 innings against the Astros his last time out. Prior to that, they'll shut down the Halos. See, he struck out 6 Angels, so it is possible for you Brandon Woodruff fans out there. Montas got 25 points in that outing, facing an Orioles team that we noticed isn't very good at baseball. They have some sneaky pop. They do. But Frankie Montas has some really good stuff. The Orioles strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Montas almost 46% ground ball rate. Baltimore's team total is 4.6, to heavy offensive night there in Camden as usual. But the lefties 385, righties 312. They have a 283 WOBA and a 115 ISO, which is obviously not very good. So Montas, you know, you limit the damage to the lefties, which is not much. You have VR, Chris Davis, if that even counts. There's not a lot in that offense, just to put it short and sweet to you. So I think Montas at 81, very, very nice. And I got him 1 and Woodruff 2 in the 8K range. The lowest I'm going tonight, I'm not going into the 6s or below. I'm going to Yu Darvish at 74. And, you know, you can call me crazy. You cannot ride with me. But my same theory I've had for Greinke's last 2 starts is Darvish is priced too low. I know he's got 2.6 points at Texas, 1.6 at Atlanta. He walked 4 his last time out, gave up 3 earned in 4 innings, struck out 2. He hasn't looked good at all. I get it. I understand it all. The velo is still good. His pitch mix is pretty good with his fastball slider combo. He's facing a Pittsburgh team that, you know, they're not a huge strikeout team, a little less than 20% of the time. But Darvish does have a 25.5% K rate, 40% ground ball. He limits the hard contact. Wind blowing in heavy and Wrigley. The walk percentage of almost 15% is disgusting. You can't fix that. But you have a Pittsburgh team that are still waiting on the totals, of course. But lefty's 333, righty's 340 off of Darvish right now. It is suspect. But Pittsburgh, 310 WOBA, average at best, and a 121 ISO, not good versus right-handed pitching. Darvish will be my punt at 74. I'm going to want to try to stay in the wood or the Montas and above range and just get the bats because there are value bats, as usual, that we can get to, or what I consider value bats, you know, going $3,800 to $4,200. I have no problem building these lineups. A lot of people do, apparently. I have no problem building these lineups, and they've been successful. It's just maybe you don't have the complete tournament upside, but there's a lot of guys. And as many home runs as they're getting hit these days, it's not always the best players. Let's put it that way. So Darvish at 74 would be my punt. It is risky, but he's going to figure it out here sooner than later. He was close in Atlanta. One of those four walks was an intentional walk right before they yanked him. The weather was wet and miserable there. I'll give him a pass on that one. The Texas start was just horrific. And he started out good, and he started walking the world. So I'm going to go back to the Darvish well. If you don't want to ride that ride, I totally get it. I'd stay away. But it's not a pretty night, because when you go below Darvish, it's Felix Pena against Milwaukee. I could see them teeing off yet again. You got Lance Lynn versus Arizona. Sneaky GPP play with Arizona. You got Lyles versus Chicago. You got Hellickson versus Philly. And you got Phil Meyer versus Kansas City against Seattle. I'll pass on all of that. So Darvish is as low as I go in that matchup of pitching options. So recapping you real quick, I got Syndergaard up top. If you drop below the 10K and the 9Ks, I got Robbie Ray and Jack Flaherty. I got no problem starting my lineups with some Robbie Ray action. In the middle, you got Montas and Woodruff in that order. And then down below, you Darvish. Let's get to the bats on this slate. Before we do so, got to talk to you about thequantedge.com. More green screens in the Discord chats. More green screens all over the place. And a lot of this due to thequantedge.com. And they're awesome, awesome tools. Lineup Optimizer, I've mentioned so many others. The Vegas tool, the value tool, the pitchers tools. There's so many different tools. There's more and more coming. They have an advanced stat model. It's going to be so easy to navigate through with all you need to know for each day's slate. It's going to be some awesome, awesome stuff they got coming out there. And if you want to get the MLB season package, if you just want to trust us and roll with it, you get all the content, you get all the tools, you get the Discord chat, which is always popping off. Lots of great stuff. You get $25 off the MLB season package using promo code Bubba. I highly recommend it. It's really, really good stuff in there. Promo code Bubba for $25 off your season pass. If you just want to try out the All Sports Monthly package, if you're new to the Quant Edge, you want to see what they got. They got NBA playoffs coming up. They got obviously baseball and so much more. You can check that out, and you can get your first month for $19.99 if you use promo code Bubba. So either way you look at it, go try out the Quant Edge. It's really, really good stuff. Use promo code Bubba to get the savings you so desire. All right, the bats on this slate. It's going to be a fun one. You got Gary Sanchez. I think the Yankees are in for a sneaky play against Colin McHugh. I respect McHugh. Very, very good pitcher. But at the same time, the Yankees, we saw how well they're hitting the ball right now with the power they have. That's why I think they're GPP viable, because they might not string a bunch of hits together, but they have so much power in that lineup right now. They've even showed it against Verlander and Cole at times. I think they make for a very, very intriguing play on tonight's slate. The Yankees. Lefty's 310, righty's 227 off McHugh, so he gets those righties pretty solid. But a lot of those numbers, like if you go back, I was looking at his Fangraphs last night. When he was a starter, he gave up a little more to righties. When he came the last couple years out of the bullpen, he dominated righties. Now, you got to imagine the pitch mix was different when you're coming just out of the bullpen for an inning or two. We've seen it, guys ramp it up. They use different pitch mix, literally. But when you're starting, you got to kind of pace yourselves. You got to do things a little different. You got to utilize 3 to 4 pitches instead of just dominating with 2. A lot of things factor into when you're starting compared to when you're coming out of the bullpen. So I think the Yankees are very, very sneaky in this matchup at $4,500 for Gary Sanchez. No one's going to pay that price. At the same time, JT Realmuto against Hellickson at 44. These are two catchers you could pay up for tonight and be very, very unique. The Phillies currently, we're still waiting on some totals, have the highest team total just below 5. Lefty's 341, righty's 305 versus Hellboy. But Realmuto, pretty good career numbers when we go look at a BVP later on. At $4,400, could differentiate yourself in that matchup. But if you slide on down, you want to save some cash. You got Josh Fegley against Dan Straley is going to start for Baltimore. He's probably going to go 2, maybe 3 innings because he threw 44 pitches a couple days ago. And then they're going to bring in the youngster Rogers, I believe, out of the minors. Not the greatest of pitcher. He's a lefty. You can get to him. He's stretched out, so he can go 5 innings or whatever, or until the A's just knock him out. So Fegley at 38's in play. You got the likes of Yasmani Grandal again, who got a $400 price decrease. He double-donged on Tuesday. We'll go back to him against Pena, as you can get lefties versus Pena. The Brew Crew have a total of 4.5. Lefties, 330. Righties, 294. Yes, Yasmani Grandal at 38 is a phenomenal play. Phenomenal play in this matchup. That price, he's going to probably be popular now because I'm double donging on Tuesday. And if you listen to the podcast or you join the Quant Edge or you're in any of the Discords and Slack chats, you knew Yasmani Grandal was a great play. But now you get him at a discount, so go get that. Omar Narvaez at 37, always cash viable. Day in and day out, this guy just keeps getting it done. He had 10 more points last night. He has 5 or more in 4 straight games, or in 6, 7, 8 of the last 9, with a bunch of multi or double-digit days in there. Just such a great cash game catcher where you can save money and get that reliability there. And then Wilson Ramos at $3,700, very, very nice. He had the day off on Tuesday. Now he gets Jaco Odorizzi. The Mets have a 4.7 team total, one of the higher ones on the slate. And Odorizzi has career reverse splits. Last season alone, lefties hit 327, righties 345 off Odorizzi. Gives up a lot of power and a good average with right-handed hitters in his entire career. Wilson Ramos has that pop hit in the middle of that Mets order. Mets a very, very nice stack. A lot of people don't stack catchers with their stacks. So don't forget Wilson Ramos at 37. Even if it's a one-off, he has some upside. If you're just one-offing catchers, I'd like Grandal at 38 personally. But if you want to get GPP and more contrarian off of Grandal, who should be popular tonight, Wilson Ramos at 37. Very, very much in play in that one. If you're trying to go bargain basement hunting, there's not a ton down here. But like Robinson Chirinos versus Paxton. Chirinos hits lefties really, really well. Paxton's kind of been an up-and-down type guy, so you can look at him at 34. If you believe Darvish is going to suck, Francisco Cervelli's $3,300 for Darvish. He's been hitting in the middle of that Pirates lineup. I don't hate that at all. Kurt Suzuki went deep yesterday, so Yan Gomes, I believe, will be starting tonight against Nick Pivetta at 33, so that's another punt you can look at there. So there are a couple cheaper ones. It's crazy to say punt in the low threes, but that's the world we live in now. That's the options. You're like Jesus Sucre at 28 versus Montas. Not looking to target Montas, but if you just want to throw it out the window, you can go there. Or even Yadi Molina. Now, this is a good punt. If you just want to say screw catchers, he's been off to a slow start, but he did go 2-for-4, 2 doubles, and 3 ribbies yesterday for 16 points. He had 13 a couple days ago and 8 the day before that. Yadi's only $2,800. He's hitting 5th or 6th in that Cardinals lineup against Kenta Maeda. So Yadi at 28, and then Jonathan Lucroy at 27, Martin Maldonado at 26, Maldonado versus lefty. If you're going to punt, I go down to Yadi. You could look at Lucroy and Maldonado, but I think Yadi is a good punt there at $2,800 against Maeda. That's some serious savings in that matchup. Other than that, come up top to Ramos, Narvaez, and Grandal. That's where I'd be looking, unless you're paying all the way top to Sanchez or Real Muto. But there is a punt there that the Yadi punt is very, very intriguing. First base, you got Belly Bonzer, Flaherty. Belly just keeps hitting. Even his outs last night, they'd show it on MLB Network. He was lacing balls. They had a shift. He hit one that almost took the pitcher's head off, and DeJong is just sitting there behind second base and catches it like in his chest. It's just, it's ridiculous how hard Belly's hitting the ball. So 54, he's in play. Rhys Hoskins heating up, folks. Heating up. $5,300 for his Helixson. Like that quite a bit. You got the Seattle duo of Encarnacion out there with Vogelbach and even some Jay Bruce, who's first base eligible now at $4,300. All three really good plays. Bruce homered for the third straight day last night. So ride him while he's hot. We know how he can be very, very streaky. You got Mikel Franco. I like him. First base, third base eligible at 43. He just keeps getting it done. It sucks he's hitting eighth in the order, but it makes him a GPP play because no one likes playing that kind of guy. He had 19 points last night. Makes for a nice little GPP play there in Philadelphia against Helixson. As many will target Helixson with Philadelphia, many won't go down to Franco because that's not where he fits in a stack, according to people. You got to be different, folks. Look for the home runs now. Look, play home run derby when you're building your teams. Just play home run derby. That's all I can say. The farther down you look, though, at the first base position, you got like Zimmerman versus Pivetta at 38 if you want to save some cash. Luke Voit's only $3,800 for his Colin McHugh. That can be very, very GPP relevant if he's trying to find the long ball. Travis Shaw still struggling a bit, only 4 points last night. He's $3,700 versus Pena. He's going to get right sooner than later. You're getting him at a discount, so don't sleep on him. Same with Josh Bell at 36 versus Yu Darvish. That's a nice, nice price tag in that one. Then if you believe that Justin Bour is going to wake up, he's only $3,400 versus Brandon Woodruff. That can be a nice GPP punt as well. As you can already tell, we're starting to get a few more players in the bottom threes you can start to target at every position. And at catcher's position, you got some low balls. So we can start to build some nice pitching if you feel so inclined, because I know that's been a bugaboo for many. It doesn't bug me at all, but it bugs others. Let's go to second base. You got VR at 46 versus Montas in play. But Whit Merrifield at 45. He extended the hit streak to 29, I believe, or 30 last night. I could be totally wrong. I watched it happen. 29 last night with the leadoff triple. 13 more points last night. 13, 8, 18, 14, 15, 7, 7, so on and so forth. He has at least 5 points in every game this year. I mentioned it like all last year with Whit Merrifield, is he might not have like that 30-point upside. He'll do it once in a while. But he's got just consistent double-digit abilities. He makes for such a great catch game play day in and day out. He's second base outfield eligible at $4,500. Just don't sleep on Whit. I know Kikuchi, he's supposed to be good. He's been up and down to start the year. He hasn't been like that lockdown guy by any means. So don't just run to say, I'm going to play Kikuchi because he's like so, so good, blah, 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 blah. Lefties are hitting 185, but righties are hitting 317 off Kikuchi. So keep that in mind when you're looking at the Royals lineup against Mr. Kikuchi of the Seattle Mets. After Whit Merrifield, we go down a little farther. Got Ketel Marte is a very nice GPP play. Second base outfield eligible. He's 44 versus Lance Lynn. We know lefty versus Lance Lynn. You can attack that early and often. The D-backs team total is 4.55, one of the highest ones on the slate. He's like third highest on the slate behind Philly. Or fourth highest behind Philly, Oakland, and Baltimore. And the Mets, so fifth. But lefty's 339, righty's 291. So Ketel Marte can be in for a nice night there at $4,400. I like Jose Altuve. I like the Astros as GPP plays against Paxton. Altuve's at $4,300. Homer in back-to-back games. That's a discount. You know, on most nights, you get Altuve closer to 5,000. I know Paxton is good, but he hasn't been, like, dominant Paxton. And you got an Astros team that can hit the ball very, very well. Lefties hit 274. Righties 292 off Paxton. Yeah, no one's hitting over 300. But you have an Astros team with a 344 wOBA and a 213 ISO versus left-handed pitching, which is darn, darn elite numbers. Altuve at 43 could be a nice GPP play. This is a fun slate for the fact that you have some of your obvious stacks we'll talk about later, but you have some interesting GPP stacks, and that Houston and Yankee sides both are very, very contrarian stacks in that one. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's a 3-2 ball game. At the same time, I wouldn't be shocked if one, if not both, just start teeing off in this one and getting it done. Like Gleyber Torres at 42, you're getting a discount there. He's been much, much higher priced of late, been in a little bit of a funk, you know, back-to-back goose eggs, but then prior to that, at 25, a 9, a 40. The power is there with Gleyber, still a 943 OPS on the year after back-to-back snoozers, but he did face Verlander and Cole, so you got to think about that kind of stuff. These good hitters don't stay quiet for long. Kiki Hernandez, always GPP viable, but I'd go up to Torres for 100 more or Altuve for 200 more tonight. But Moustakas at 4K versus Pena, I love him again. He went to Ding Dong City yesterday, 22 DraftKings points. He has 22 and 19 in the last two as he's homered in back-to-back games. He's an L.A. boy. And he's welcomed himself back home with back-to-back dong nights. He's got Pena, who lefties can crush. I think Moustakas at 4K, again, in that wheelhouse of 3,800 to 4,200, he fits that lineup mold so, so beautifully. And the second base, third base eligibility is huge. The one beautiful thing about DraftKings is there's so much eligibility shifting. There's so many guys with multi-positions that don't be afraid to, like, when you build your lineups, mix and match them in different spots and see what it opens up in a different position that, like, you might be, you have a guy that's, you know, like Moose, second base, third base. So, okay, I put him at second, but I don't like what it gives me at third. So put him at third and go, oh, wait, there's more value at second. I can use a guy here I like more. Make sure you move some guys around. Don't just, like, lock them in because you're building a lineup. Move them around and see what it opens up for you as you build. You'd be surprised. Going below 4K, you got Colton Wong against Kenta Maeda at $3,900. I don't mind that at all as, like, a one-off or a deep, deep St. Louis stack. Daniel Descalso is interesting. See if he's leading off for the Cubs. He's been getting a lot more run of late. A lefty versus Lyles is very intriguing, but, you know, 9-0-6-26 doesn't light the world on fire, but is hitting 346, 952 OPS to start out, and he could set the table for that powerful Cubs offense if you're doing a stack or just want, like, a one-off with Descalso, even in cash at 38. I don't hate it completely. At the same time, I'd much rather have D. Gordon at $3,800 in cash and GPPs. 20 points last night, 20-10-3-11 in his last four. He's really swinging well. He's stealing bags. He's getting on. That offense is so potent, so he's getting on, and the big boys come up and drive him in. $3,800 is too cheap for D. Gordon. I like him a lot tonight at that price tag, so get him in, get some savings there at the second base position. If you go lower than D, though, you got Ben Zobrist. If he's leading off at 37, he's in play. Adam Frazier versus Darvish at 37. Don't hate that at all. And then other than that, you have, like, Dylan Moore at 36, Brian Dozier at 36. If you want to get weird in GPPs, you can. Hanser Alberto for Baltimore at 34 if you're really looking to punt. Same with Jerickson Profar. But I'm not really looking to go there. If Aledmys Diaz cracks the lineup for Houston at 34, he can be a punt, second base, shortstop eligible versus Paxton. Other than that, though, I kind of stay away from that. I think I go D. Gordon at the lowest or pay up at second base. Third base, you got Rendon at 5K, which is outstanding versus Pivetta. Pivetta had good stuff last year, but it's also Nick Pivetta, and Anthony Rendon's a beast. Absolute beast. He's got good career numbers versus him. Lefties hit Pivetta at 335, righties 278. But Rendon's one of those righties when we get to BVP that really likes his Pivetta time. So Rendon at 5K, don't mind that at all. Bregman might be out tonight, so keep an eye on that. He left the game banged up yesterday. Him and Trout left. It's just ridiculous the amount of injuries we're seeing in baseball. Mikel Franco again at 43 is intriguing. Matt Chapman at 42. You got Dan Straley and then the lefty Rogers. That could be fun. But Matt Carpenter at 42 versus Kenta Maeda, I think it's a nice value here. You know, he's not lighting the world on fire. He's only hit 214 so far, 701 OPS. But he's got that big-time upside. Pretty good floor. He's not going to goose egg you very often. And you got Maeda, who lefties hit 326 against, righties 257. So Matt Carpenter at $4,200 leading off against the Dodgers, I think, is very, very appealing in that matchup. The farther down you look, though, like a Max Muncy GPP only at 4K, it's not off the table. But then again, you know, after Carpenter, you got Moustakas at 4K. I think it's a great play in this matchup. Really, really good look. See where Jeff McNeil's hitting in the Mets lineup. He's third base outfield eligible. He's only 3,900 versus Odorizzi. McNeil's a very good table setter. Nice left-handed bat in that lineup versus Odorizzi, so he could come into play if he fits all the builds right there, depending on where he's at in the lineups. Other than that, you could look at Justin Turner against Flaherty. I'd rather probably not. Travis Shaw again, 3,700. Don't completely write him off, but those would be a couple of the options there at third base. Heading over to shortstop, Javi Baez at 51 versus Jordan Lyles, very much worth a look, but then Johnny VR at 46 is in play as well. You drop down, though, a lot of injuries at the top of the shortstop position, but Gleyber Torres at 42, worth a look. Marcus Semien went deep yesterday. He's a really good play at 4K versus Straley and then Rogers out of the pen, so I don't mind Semien at all. Gene Segura, especially when he's hitting two in that Phillies lineup at 4K versus Hellickson, great table setter there. Paul DeJong at 39, another big night last night. This guy just keeps getting it done. 23 points last night. 23, 8, 9 in his last three. He's still $3,900. No respect with Paul DeJong, so you can go back there. If you think the Mets hit again tonight, you got Polanco at $3,800, so give that a look. But as farther down you go, like Corey Seager at 37 versus Flaherty has a little bit of appeal as a value play. A lefty versus Flaherty there. Aledmys Diaz, Orlando Arcia, if you're punting the position at $3,400. All right, to the outfield. Trout's banged up. Make sure he's in the lineup. But you got Christian Yelich, let us all down. Hopefully that lowers his ownership. He's in another great spot tonight, and he's one of the better hitters in all of baseball. So don't run away from that. You got Belly Bombs at 54. Harper loves him some Hellickson at 52. So that's a very nice play tonight. Domingo Santana just stays white hot at 49 against Filmer. Very, very much in play. Juan Soto, go to Ryan Bloomfield's Twitter. It's from Baseball HQ. It's absolutely amazing. The video of Soto's just moonshot off the foul pole. Just absolute. Once Soto hits baseballs, that will make people want to have babies. Let's just put it that way. He is an amazing kid. And Juan Soto at $4,800 for Nick Pivetta could be just one of those things. Just, it's a beautiful, beautiful world. Whit Merrifield at 45, like that quite a bit. Ketel Marte talked about him already. But David Peralta at 4,400 for Arizona. Nice play there. Left-handed bat versus Lance Lynn will go super low-owned. GPP type stuff. You got Malik Smith, Mitch Haniger, Jay Bruce, all $4,300 for the Mariners. All very good. Haniger I like a lot. But all three are in play. Bruce, very good. If you play Home Run Derby, Jay Bruce. But also, if you're playing Home Run Derby at $4,300, Michael Conforto, everybody. This is a great play with Jake Odorizzi. Lefty versus Odorizzi. He's homered in three straight games. He has doubles in three straight games. He's got double-digit hits in those three straight games. 21 or more points in three straight games. Michael Conforto is hot, folks. So check him out at $4,300. Andrew McCutchen at 43, worth a look, especially in your Philly stacks. Kyle Schwarber, that wind blowing in kind of sucks from right, but interesting play there versus Jordan Lyles. Jason Hayward's red hot. If you want to go there, it hurts my stomach trying to roster Jason Hayward. Steven Piscotty at 4K is a nice little savings for you there. Victor Robles went deep again yesterday. I talk about it. It sucks he bats ninth, just like it sucks Franco bats eighth. But Victor Robles hitting 324 with three Jimmy Jacks and a 1.116 OPS. He's averaging almost 11 DraftKings points per game on the season. He is a GPP play almost every night at 4K. He's too damn cheap, and he's in a really good spot. He makes for great wraparound stacks. Like, don't forget Victor Robles at $4,000, because a lot of people do. I make sure to have him at least one lineup every night that I build. He's just that damn good. I think a good GPP play tonight, Clint Frazier, 4K versus Colin McHugh. Sneaky play, value upside in that one. Jeff McNeil at 39, talked about him already. George Springer is $3,900 versus Paxton. Pretty good numbers career-wise against Paxton, so keep an eye on that one. Farther down you look, though, it's a little bleak. Like Adam Eaton at 38 could be in play for you if he looks for some savings. There is a cheaper play coming up I really like. I will get there. But like Max Kepler's 37. Rosario's a little cheaper. If you want to fade Syndergaard, you can and get some value there. Marcelo Zuna's $3,700 versus Maeda. Michael Brantley, lefty. Stay away from that. But like Jorge Soler, $3,600 versus Kikuchi. We mentioned how Ryan's fit Kikuchi very, very well. Again, Eddie Rosario, $3,600 right there. But like Brandon Goodwin, $3,600 versus Woodruff. He's playing really, really well. Brian Goodwin, sorry. He had 9 points last night, 9, 5, 21, 5, 7, 9, 5. So five or more in like six straight games. At $3,600, he's got a pretty good floor for you with some upside. If Trout's out of the lineup, maybe Goodwin goes higher up in the order. So against Woodruff, if you're looking to punt, 36, you can go there. I don't mind him at all. But the guy I really like, the value in this one, I got to keep scrolling to get to him. Well, there's two, actually. I forgot about this one. Brandon Nimmo, $3,400 versus Odorizzi is criminal. I know Nimmo's off to a horrific start. I get it. He's striking out all the time. But he's starting to heat up, folks. We saw how good this kid was last year. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a ribby of 9 points on Sunday. He went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer on Tuesday with 23 points. He's only $3,400. If he gets a zero, that's what $3,400 plays do. Like, he's worth the risk. He has tremendous upside in that matchup for Odorizzi. I like him a lot at 34. And then the other guy I like, I have to apparently keep scrolling down. Where did you go, my friend? I will find him. I really will. Or I'll do it the cheating way. We'll go this direction. I'll type it in. Where'd you go? No, that's not. Oh, he's on the day slate. Never mind. Kevin Pillar, super cheap on the day slate. Super cheap. That's why I couldn't find him. I was building those lineups earlier. But yeah, Nemo at 34, that's your punt in the outfield. And he should probably be in most lines. He's like that free square. If it doesn't work, you just move on. But at $3,400, that's pretty criminal. Let's just put it that way. It's not cool. Not cool at all. Okay, so recapping your pitching real quick. You got Syndergaard up top all by himself. If you drop a low 10K, Robbie Ray at 94, Jack Flaherty at 9K. Robbie Ray I will start lineups with without hesitation. If you get into the 8K, you got Frankie Montas 81, Woodruff at 83, both very much in play there. And then if you're punting, Yu Darvish at 74. It's risky. Weather really is in his favor, but it's risky. So if you want to stay in that 8 to 9K range, knock yourself out. There is value to be had. Don't forget like Yadi and a couple other catchers below 3K can help you out, and so on and so forth. Now when you're looking at stacks, you got the Phillies versus Hellickson, which is outstanding. The A's in their situation versus Straley and Rogers is very, very good. The Mets versus Odorizzi, I like a ton. Don't forget the reverse splits, but still lefties 327, righties 345. There's so much value there with Nimmo. Conforto at only 43 is cheap. McNeil's in there. Don't forget Ramos. There's so many different pieces, however they build the lineup, that you can mix and match and have a lot of fun there. As you go down farther, like the D-backs are sneaky. I like the likes of like Marte and Peralta, even if it's just a two-man stack. Lamb would have been perfect tonight, but obviously not there. And see how else, if they put like Jerod Dyson towards the top of the order, he's a left-handed bat. He walked it off for him last night. If you look at Dyson, he's $4,100. It's a little pricey for Jerod Dyson, but if you're stacking Arizona, he's definitely in play for you versus Lance Lynn. The Brew Crew, the big lefties against Pena, you're at it again. You're just rock and roll with that one. That's really good. I think the Astros and the Yankees could be sneaky. They're risky because Paxton and McHugh are very good pitchers. But that upside, like to be contrarian, is very, very big in that one. And then don't forget, like a couple Cardinals could be in play. The Nats versus Pavetta, especially from the left side of the plate. So on and so forth. You can make arguments for almost every team, just like it's been of late. It's home run derby out there. That's my biggest recommendation is don't get too gung-ho on a stack if you got guys that, like, the stacks are good when they pop off. We know this. Like, when the A's popped off last night, the Mariners the night before. But right now, in this era of baseball, you need home runs, and you need guys, a few of them, a double-dong upside. But at worst, make sure you guys have double-digit upside. Because like Whit Merrifield, who I love, is a double-digit machine. He's not going to go deep a lot, but he's going to get you close to a home run's worth of points or more. So kind of have that philosophy coming in there. And if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. I'll be in the member Discord with the Quant Edge, and I'm in the Fantasy Sports DJ Slack chat, which is free, and it's always popping off. So if you want to come in there, just ask for an invite. It's that simple. And we do all sports in there. Guys, we're tilting the Masters right now. We tilt NASCAR. We tilt everything. So check it all out, and we'll talk to you about that. Let's get your BVP, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up for you. There's a little some interesting ones to talk about. Bryce Harper, 5-for-8, double, 2 homers versus Jeremy Hellickson. McCutchen, 4-for-11. But Real Muto, I told you, is an expensive catcher. He's 10-for-33 with 1 double. When you get to the Nats versus Philly, Nick Pivetta, got Anthony Rendon, 6-for-12 with a double and 3 home runs. Told you he liked him quite a bit. Zimmerman, 5-for-9 with a double and a homer. Robinson Cano, 5-for-15 with a double. The farther down you look, though, you got the likes of, like, George Springer, 8-for-30 with a double and 3 home runs off Paxton. Aledmys Diaz and Robinson Chirinos both taking Paxton deep as well. Let's see. Is there anything else worth mentioning at the BVP? Francisco Cervelli, 4-for-7, 2 doubles off Darvish. I told you he was pretty cheap, like $3,300. You can take a look at him. David Peralta, 5-for-11 with a homer off of Lance Lynn. He's going to go under-owned in that matchup. But other than that, that wraps up your BVP, and that'll wrap us up on Quick Hits. Again, check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba for $25 off the MLB season package or the first month of all sports for $19.99. And also, if you can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. I'm not joking. Like, just take a couple minutes. It doesn't take long at all. I really, really appreciate that. It'd go a long, long ways. But other than that, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric. Hit us up in the chats, the Discord chat, or the FSD Slack chat. We got a lot going on over there at FSD. The Masters coming up tomorrow. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. You got DFS Duncan's DFS preview. You have the OAD pick. So a lot of Masters coverage for you. You got the UEFA Champions League and Europa Champions League this week. And Francisco's got you covered. Proline Payouts guys, his daily picks and stats for all sports. And so much more going on over there at the Fantasy Sports Degens. So go check it all out. Give us a follow there on Twitter at Fantasy Degens. With that being said, good luck on your Wednesday 9-game slate. As this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 10th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.